lost my job at Five Guys. My girl just kicked me out, she says I'm lame. Maybe she's got a point, who gets the sack from Five Guys? She thinks I'm so incapable of change. But I can cut down on my feet, give you what you need. Take time to make time, girl, I can stop procrastinating. Oh, be a little more prepared, show you that I care. I'll love you, I swear, girl. But tell me if I wasn't broke, ooh, would you spend more time with me like you said you do? Oh yeah, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Cause the only thing I need is to be loved by you. I'm starting out my seventh day of self-assertion, parading in my Calvins with no shame. Good Lord, I sit and think to myself, I'm in the low. But look around and see no one to blame. Maybe I can cut down on my sleep, give you what you need. Take time and make time, I can stop procrastinating. Whoa, 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 whoa. Be a little more prepared, show you that I care. I'll love you, I swear, girl. Oh, 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 but tell me if I wasn't broke, would you spend more time with me like you said you do? Oh yeah, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Cause the only thing I need is to be loved by you. Spend more time with me like you said you do. Yeah, tell me what I'm supposed to do. Cause the only thing I need is to be loved by you. Oh.
Masters on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a cold one out there. Bundle up.
It is getting colder. That's true.
I know.
We have a great selection of songs for you this next hour. I can't wait. I actually, I take that entire comment back because I'm looking at the playlist that we have and I see that G-Eazy is in here. So,
it's actually, no, it's just the intro. It's like 50 seconds long.
It is a minute long. But that's a minute too much of G-Eazy because I think I've never listened to a minute of G-Eazy.
He doesn't even rap on it.
All right, fine. I see you found loopholes in our agreement.
You'll at least recognize me for reference.
All right. Okay. Well, sorry, guys. That's all I'm going to reveal. All I'm going to say is we have an intro by G-Eazy in the future. If you're willing to stick around with us. That was a song called Denmark / Van Gogh and Gone. Very long and psychedelic.
Is it by?
The psychedelic.
You can say it.
Porn Crumpets. I was not under the impression that I could say that, but
I mean,
we'll find out.
It's not a swear. It's just like a
word.
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah, you're right. But you know, keep it like PG, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the word porn isn't porn itself.
Yep.
Like the Supreme Court case. You know it when you see it.
On that note, we have a PSA.
It's a pretty famous. It was about porn. It was like one of the judges was describing it. He was like, you can't really describe it, but you know it when you see it.
Oh, no.
Am I doing a PSA?
Yeah, you're doing a PSA.
Oh, that's crazy. Anyway, porn.
Life is crazy.
No, I'm just kidding. your mother... should I read the title of it? No, you guys...
How it starts?
Yeah.
I thought you were lying.
No. That's how all of them start, actually.
Okay.
Your mother... Your mother spends the next 10 years worrying about you every single night. Or your little brother spends 7 years without having his best friend around to play with. Or your little sister spends 5 years walking all the way home from school by herself.
What's going on? Is this the opening?
Why would she be for like a span of 5 years? Like,
Let's find out.
Letting her walk home alone when she's like five? Otherwise, like, if she's starting at 10, like... When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price.
Oh.
It's your entire family.
I see where this
gun
is going.
Crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I like that
your
ad.
Your mother.
Okay. I like the ending, too. I like that ad that it, you know, has been given in the most, in the state with the
poignant.
Strongest gun laws in America.
Yep.
But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fair enough. We got David Bowie. Changes.
Very nice.
I like.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Ripples change the size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultation. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left is up to her neck.
Our changes are taking the
Silky Smooth from David Bowie on Changes. You smell that?
Does it smell like G-Eazy?
It smells like some indie trash is about to be played.
Oh, baby.
Woo!
Oh, goodness. It smells like old cigarettes.
It's indie rock time from a New Zealand band, The Beths.
The Beths, yeah.
And this one has a lot of good drumming in it. You're going to hear it, because it's going to be like...
Pierce did some good drumming over the weekend. I watched it.
I did my very best.
He played the drums, like, fast, like this.
A little bit faster, but yeah.
Mm.
That was pretty good.
I agree to disagree. Yep.
It was more like...
No.
The whole time I went...
And then he took off his shirt.
Avery did tell me to take off my shirt. I took off my jacket, though. And he also...
The crowd requested it.
Avery kept showing me memes while I was performing. He was showing his phone to me. Anyway, this is Little Death by The Beths.
It was like a lighter being held up from the crowd.
Yeah, it was. But it was like more. It was like a weird picture. All right, here's Little Death.
That's crazy.
Crazy stuff.
My heart starts beating faster. The world starts moving slower. And I just freeze. And it's cold, the steam escapes through my lips and dissipates. And you breathe it in, we all breathe it in. Your smile makes me weak. Glasses in. You say my name, it takes the cord a little less. My tongue begins.
Death by the Beths.
I'll die. I'll die.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff from the New Zealand band. They were here recently. I think they were here like a week ago. Or yeah. Like this weekend. Yeah, they're in Boston.
That's fun.
I wish I saw them. I didn't really know. I found out afterwards.
I wish you saw them too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play some kind of an assortment of stuff, but the next song is one you chose by Steely Dan.
Wait, just do G-Eazy. Just get out of the way.
The next song we're playing is a one-minute song by G-Eazy.
G-Eazy's, like, not that bad.
Called Intro.
Like,
we're going to play it.
G-Eazy gets, like, a little too much hate. Or, like, not, like, just because, like... He gets lumped into the Hoodie Allen, Asher Roth, like...
Yeah.
Like, genre, which, like, he's not, really.
I feel like he is.
Well, because those guys are just, like, they're, like, in college, and then they're like, wow, like, you know what all my frat brothers like? It's rap.
That's what G-Eazy sounds like.
Yeah, except it's... Well, it's not what he sounds like, but it's also not like...
He sounds more like, oh, let me collab with like Halsey. He's just,
like, he was just, like, from the Bay, and he just, like, grew up in Oakland, just, like, was surrounded by, like, hip-hop and, like, just, like, got really into, like, the
So you're Oakland, saying he had a bit different background.
Yeah, he has,
and like... it's represented in his music.
And he has, like, a more organic, like, interest and, like, background in hip-hop. And he's also just, like, a better rapper than those other guys. And he's pretty handsome.
I think he should follow what Logic does, which is, like, make it very clear why you're different than other said rappers.
That's true.
I think G-Eazy should bring up the fact that he grew up in that area, in that culture, which no one would know.
I mean, he does.
Like,
he
you know that Logic's biracial.
Yeah, that's true. I do know that. But he does, like, I don't know. He has like, some West Coast sound. He always shouts out, like, the hyphy movement. And, like, always has, like, songs with, like, E-40 or Too Short and stuff.
All right, well, we're going to play the intro. And hopefully this changes my entire outlook on G-Eazy. I'm so scared. I just want to listen to that whole album now. Oh, wow. All right, well, that was a cool intro.
Do you know that poem?
No. What is that?
It's a pretty famous poem. It's by Dylan Thomas. I think he was Welsh, I think. He was a kind of famous poet. It's a pretty famous poem called Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night.
I wasn't really putting in the... Okay.
Whatever. Anyway.
Nice. Nice. Is that it?
Yep. All What's right. next?
Steely Dan. Steely Dan. Okay. Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan.
Not good.
Imagine collabing G-Eazy with this. I think we have a good future idea.
I mean, Kanye basically has a good
idea. Steely Dan.
You know Champion?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Would never have thought that. Cool.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last.
precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Reeling in the geese. Steely Dan.
That's
true. Yeah. All right, we're going to play more indie after this.
Woo!
Yes.
The next song that is playing right now is a song called Sore Thumb by the Scottish band We Were Promised Jetpacks.
Okay.
And it's We Were Promised Jetpacks is a very explosive band. They start quiet and they get very loud, and this is an example of that. It's a very pretty song with very little lyrics.
Like a rocket ship.
The song, yeah, like a jetpack. This song also has a good build-up and explosion. This is Childish Gambino. Me and your mama.
Or your mother, as the gun crime PSA would say.
Me and your mother. The song is so good. I remember this came out, and then Redbone came out, and I was like surprised that Redbone ended up being the one that became extremely popular.
You loved this song when it came out.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be like the song.
Yeah.
But
well, too long.
Yeah.
For it to like catch on like that.
That's true. 6 minutes. A long intro, like a 2 minute intro.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Only more sophisticated listeners can really grasp.
Yeah, I would say Me and Your Mama requires a certain amount of intelligence.
Yes, exactly.
That you and I have.
Yep.
That the world may not have for liking Redbone more.
Whereas Redbone is the fast food for the masses.
This is the Shake Shack
and the quinoa.
This is the Bobby's Burger Palace.
The tofurkey sausage.
This is the Wegmans. This is the Whole Foods. Redbone is Walmart. All right. We should let the intro play without us talking.
Redbone is the Sopranos. Me and your mama is Rick and Morty.
All right, we're stopping there. Avery and I were talking about how when we first heard the song, we were very surprised to hear Childish Gambino's vocal range.
I expected it. I saw it coming. We were not talking about that. Pierce was professing his own ignorance and bowing down to my knowledge.
I should have known from the song 3005 that Gambino could
That's true.
Yelp.
Yep.
Like, gracefully.
Yep.
Silly me. Mm-hmm. All right, well, now that I've been exposed.
And from his, like, post-credits community scenes where he would do raps with Abed.
With an Abed?
Have you seen...
Oh, with Abed. Yeah, 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 okay, okay. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
With a bed.
Just doing, like, journalism. All right, well.
What now?
I have nothing to... I have nothing to say.
What now? What now?
Boy Genius.
Ooh.
You know. Mm. You know. You know what's good. Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. I always forget who the third is. Lucy.
Yeah. Lucy Dacus. Was like... Lucy Dacus, I don't think, was as present on this and on the Boy Genius project, but, like, mm-hmm. I think she had, like, a really, really, really good album the same year that they did the EP, so.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, I've just heard of her less, I think. That's why her name's not sticking.
Yeah. She's, like, compared to them, yeah, she's less popular, but I think it's also... No, actually, that's not true. They've all been making music really recently, so.
Yeah.
She's just less popular.
How old is she?
I have no idea.
Because the other two are... Or Julian Baker, I don't remember.
Yeah, Julian Baker's like our age. I think she's okay, like 22 yeah, or something
Phoebe
like that.
Phoebe Bridgers, I think, is younger than us.
No way. Really? Man. No, because Phoebe Bridgers had... there was a story that came out about Ryan Adams and all those sexual abuse allegations. Yeah. And I think the relationship was a while ago. And Ryan Adams is older. And since it was a while ago, I wouldn't imagine that Phoebe Bridgers is younger than us.
She's 24.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought she was older.
No,
that's still she was like she's still young.
Yeah, because the Ryan Adams thing was like she was like pretty young.
Yeah.
That
whole story is really messed up, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's facing the consequences, but yeah. And then Lucy Dacus is
kind of
probably. I mean, his album is not being released, and his tours have been canceled. So like,
yeah. I mean, he's facing some consequences anyway.
Yeah. And then I think Lucy Dacus is. Probably 23 or 24 also, honestly. Well, anyway, this is one of the songs off the... She's 23. This is Salt in the Wound, which I just was listening to today. I don't know, it's pretty good. I like the EP. I like every song on that EP. It's really good. This song is, like, louder compared to the other ones, I think. Or it gets louder.
You put salt in the wound. And a kiss on my cheek. You butter me up. And you sit down to eat. You add insult to injury. You say but you haven't decided about taking a leap in me. But you take and you take like silks up my sleeve, tied corner to corner, never ending, trick after trick. I make the magic and you unrelentingly ask for the secret. Neck full of mockingbirds, all calling your name. Well, I tried to sing it all back like I heard it, it don't sound the same. I'm gnashing my teeth like a child of Cain. If this is a prison, I'm willing to burn my own chains.
I didn't even know. The Pixies are from Boston?
Yeah, Pixies are from Boston. Oh. They went to UMass, I think.
Interesting.
I forget which UMass.
New Orleans has, Wayne, Birdman.
We're talking about hip-hop scenes. Just
What
Atlanta's size versus the amount of talent and influence that it's having. And then the next artist we're playing...
Youngboy Never Broke Again.
Yeah,
otherwise
I don't know.
NBA Youngboy.
Cool.
He's from New Orleans. Yeah, I mean, these are all Master P, Mystical, Manny Fresh.
Master P.
Currency is...
Currency.
It's like kind of famous. C-Murder, who I'm pretty sure is in jail. In prison for murder. Let me just make sure. Yep. He's at Louisiana State Penitentiary.
Uh-huh. Poor guy.
I mean, he maintains his innocence. Anyway.
Are you sure?
Yep.
See innocent should be the name.
It's true.
See, I don't murder.
Nice one.
Thank you. I'm here all night.
That's unfortunate.
So I'm excited to hear this song.
Is this Outside Today?
That's the song you chose. Should I just put it on? We got this, and then we got one more song, and then we're out. But
oh yeah,
cool. Let's see what New Orleans sounds like now.
I ain't going outside today. Pull me up.
Trying to hide from the camera. $100,000 up in the race. You know I ain't slipping, you know that I'm with it. I shoot him right up in his face. Three say that I'm tripping, you know that I'm dripping. I'm wrecking Saran today. I just bought a brand new watch from God, I ain't put it on yet. I don't care about no, I ain't giving a shit. Spend it all on my homies. I could put on my son from my car to my house, everything I own it. When it comes to that money, you know I ain't staying, I be on it. I just got a pet monkey, cast out on a tiger, but really don't want it. My son alone. Kevin Gates is a metaphor higher. Double G gang on the front of my title. Got rid of my Glock and I bought me a riot. Tryna hide from the camera. I ain't going outside today. Couldn't find that tick. So I'm drinking on egg today. I'ma put up a star. We gon' do a drive-by in the rain. I'ma take it to trial. Pray the Lord I beat the case. I jump out at your house, I ain't shoot from the cone. Ben bought me a but I really don't want. I don't do no capping, I keep it 100. Right now I'm recording with 10,000 on. He say he won't smoke, but I know he don't want. Shoot him and his on his home. You know how I'm feeling, I don't gotta say it. Face every problem all by my lawn. Tryna hide from the camera. I ain't going outside today. Couldn't find that tick. So I'm drinking on egg today. I'ma put up a star. We gon' do a drive-by in the rain. I'ma take it to trial. I'ma take it to trial. Pray the Lord I beat the case.
Like
apparently,
yeah, we're talking about like famous cities and like their influence on hip hop and stuff. But
right now, Chicago.
Apparently, like drill rap with like Chief Keef and like these kind of random guys, King Louie, is like super super influential today on like today's hip hop.
Yeah,
like people like because like trap is so big right now. People say like a lot of the stuff I've seen is like the precursors to it are like it's like a Gucci and Chief Keef, kind of, which I did not realize that Chief Keef.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right? And I feel like if you give it a couple of years, it'd probably be an interesting conversation. I also hear like the Needle Drop always talk about Waka Flocka. He always says like he's not like the origins of like trap, but like such a huge
He was definitely influential,
which is interesting because I remember like these artists in eighth grade, and like thinking it was different, but like not acknowledging like what was. It's, I don't know, it's interesting because now obviously hip hop, I wouldn't have been able to tell that it would sound like this when we were in eighth grade or whatever. It's not like that much different, but like, it's different. Avery, as you can tell, can know everything that's going to happen with Gambino and the future of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On that note, I'm going to play an acoustic version of a pop punk song.
Next up in next big city up in hip hop.
What do you think?
Newark, New Jersey.
Why?
And then
the
after
closest
that,
thing was Fetty Wap.
And then after that, Manitoba.
What is that?
I think it's a province in Canada. It's just like all like menace and trees and snow.
I don't know. I think Salem, Oregon is.
That's true.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Omaha has just been making a lot of noise recently. Phoenix? Forget That's about true. It.
Tucson. Drake loves Tucson, right?
Drake runs Tucson with Tucson leather. Tucson leather, baby. I feel like I can't play this song now because it has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, but this is the last song.
What is it?
Do you remember the band Sugar Cult?
No.
My dad played this song a lot.
Why didn't he call in?
I don't know, Dad. Why didn't you call in? I prepared how to answer the phone.
Why haven't you
just
called
in case.
For the last 15 years?
And now, don't even think about calling now, because by the time you call, I feel like the song's going to be playing, and then we gotta wrap it up. So.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You can call next time.
We'll see you on Saturday.
This is a song, Memory, and it's an acoustic version. I don't know. It's pretty good. This is like a one-hit wonder band. Mm-hmm. Big in the mid-2000s, maybe, or early. I don't know. This song it's like nostalgic for me.
See you guys.
To like second grade.
Yeah.
Goodbye, guys. This was the Bork Masters on 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mm-hmm. This may never start. We could fall apart and not be your memory. Lost your sense of fear. Feelings insincere. Good fun.